podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Meyer, Managing Director in the Office of National Mission. Today we're going to be talking about Lutheran schools and the state of Lutheran schools here in the LCMS. And we have the largest parochial school system in the United States outside the Catholic Church. And I have with me the Director of LCMS School Ministry, Dr. Alan Freeman. Al, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I have been director of Lutheran schools now for just over a year, and prior to that was associate director at the LCMS Office of School Ministry. And then prior to that, I served several years as the director of education for the Missouri District LCMS. And for 23 years, I served in Baltimore at Baltimore Lutheran School as educator, principal, and head of school. Went to Concordia University, Nebraska for a bachelor's degree in education and master's from Concordia University, Wisconsin. So I know our Concordias very well. And I have an education specialist degree from University of Nebraska at Kearney, my home state, growing up in Seward, Nebraska, and attending St. John's. And then I have a doctorate from University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. I could do the woo pig suey for you, but it's probably a little much for this podcast.
It might be. It's a little early in the morning for that here. thank you for that. You know, I know the Lord has just worked wonderful blessings throughout your ministry and through your work in a number of Lutheran schools in various areas. And we are blessed to have you here in the Office of National Mission, serving as our director of LCMS School Ministry, which provides all sorts of resources. There's all kinds of opportunities. So maybe you could just talk for a little bit about what does Lutheran education look like in the LCMS these days? I mean, it's very broad. I know there's a lot of different settings in which we find ourselves and our congregations find themselves doing ministry and work, but maybe give me just a broad overview of what that looks like today.
It is a great joy and blessing to serve as director of Lutheran schools and to be with all the educators who have a calling to be there to not only educate in terms of their discipline area, grade level, whatever that is, but to integrate the faith throughout all that they do. Every subject they teach, every moment that they have in the school, in the hallways, and beyond the classrooms, and all the co-curricular activities, the athletics, everything that we do in a Lutheran school, it always points to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and that faith foundation. I always like to say the sun never sets on Lutheran schools, and literally both suns. Jesus is in our midst all the time, and we have schools throughout the country and throughout the world, as we have three schools overseas. You talk about your joys and your blessings and the activities and everything that's going on just constantly at our Lutheran schools. We have 1,827 Lutheran schools teaching over 160,000 students with almost 22,000 educators who are just incredibly dedicated, a great joy to be around and a blessing to be around. A lot of times we get asked, what's the difference between a Lutheran school and a Christian school? You know, we have a Christian school down the block. We have a Lutheran school here. We always say, bring your student in. Bring your family in to our school, and you will sense the difference. You will know the difference. The difference in the relationships and who we are and the feel of the school, because the gospel message, again, is just oozing throughout our school environment. It doesn't mean we don't have our challenges, because we do. Sin is pervasive everywhere, and we recognize that. In a Lutheran school, we see that as law and gospel. And that's what truly sets us apart as a Lutheran school. We confront sin. We know the law is there, and through the law, we understand and enjoy the gospel. Those are our Lutheran schools. I always say we are educational ministries of excellence, because we are about the ministry and everything that we do, but we do not forego educational excellence.
Yeah, I'm skipping back a minute here, and you used the term oozes, right? I think that's an interesting term that it just kind of it fills in all the gaps, it surrounds, it encompasses, and this is one of the things that my wife and I love about the Lutheran education that our three children are receiving right now. Mm-hmm. We have three children who are in a local LCMS school. We love it. They learn the six chief parts of the catechism. They're learning our hymnody. Mm-hmm. They're hearing about their baptism and being reminded daily of their baptism. They're being directed and shepherded in confession and absolution as they deal with conflict in the school classroom. So they go through the different commandments and what does this look like for them and their interaction with each other, with the other students. And then, of course, receiving absolution and then all, driving through that confirmation years in middle school, whenever that school does it. Typically, it's eighth grade for, I think, most of our Lutheran schools, but driving then towards the reception of the Lord's Supper. And also, those are very Lutheran distinctives as well that separate us from those Christian schools, let alone, of course, the public schools and all the other educational opportunities out there that certainly do not have Jesus oozing and filling in all the gaps around our kids.
We are distinctly Lutheran. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was founded on schools. Immigrants coming to the United States and settling schools were important. They were part of the process of going overseas. Schooling was occurring on the ships when they landed. They started schools right away. And same thing. Sometimes we plant schools and it becomes the church. Other times the church will be planted. And one of the first things they look to do is start a Lutheran school because of all the things that you just referred to. And it is about confession and absolution. Again, that sometimes sets us apart as a Lutheran school. You talked about the foundation for your children. My children also went through Lutheran schools all the way through high school, from early childhood through high school. And they still remember, their early childhood teacher and all the teachers throughout. They remember them because of the relationships that were built. Our Lutheran schools are about relationships, Christ-centered relationships. The love oozes out of our educators because they care for those children. They care for those families. They interact with them. They pray with them and for them. It is a community that's built in our Lutheran schools with the foundation, again, of Jesus Christ being there and that precious gospel message surrounding everything that we do.
Yeah, so you mentioned churches and schools sometimes being planted together. Mm-hmm. What about today, when an existing congregation is having a conversation about, is now the right time, or do we live is our community right for engaging in some kind of formalized Lutheran education setting? What kind of, is there anything out there that can help them?
There is, and with that, I'll also say, you talked about, being Lutheran and at a Lutheran congregation. Our schools are for members of Lutheran congregation to bring them up in the Lutheran faith, but they're also for all those families and students that may not be at a Lutheran congregation. Over 60% of our students at our Lutheran schools are coming from other faith backgrounds or no faith background. It is a true mission center for us in the LCMS. So we love it when we see schools start. We love it when congregations approach us and they say, we really think that maybe we could start a school here at, and we have a great process for that called the Genesis Study. And with the Genesis Study, if congregations contact us in LCMS School Ministry, we help them with doing demographic studies to find out about their community. We do asset mapping to find out about their buildings, about their church and their community, the membership that's there, the financing of it. So we have a lot of resources to, one, analyze it and to do that initial study. And then, two, if we, together with the congregation, say we think it's very viable to start a school, everything is pointing in that direction, we'll walk with you in the next part of the process to hopefully, prayerfully, get the school set up and running.
How long is that process? I assume it's not just, a couple of weeks, but I also assume it's not 3 years.
Well, yeah, it's a great question. That's the first question most people ask. What is the process? And I always say it depends. It depends on your infrastructure. It depends on the legwork that you've done initially. It depends on the steering committee that we're going to talk about with you of putting together, the community, the surveys that we do. Sometimes that can take a year and a half. Other times it might take 3 to 4 months. just depending on the resources, the commitment, and the progression. What we want is we want to start a school, we want to plan a school, but we want a sustainable school. So we do not want to come in and say, everything looks great, let's start a school, but we really haven't analyzed the way that we need to. So we want to make sure that school is long-lasting, sustainable, not 5 years, not 10 years, but prayerfully 50 or 75 years. And of course, what we always tell them and what we remind ourselves, there's a lot of prayer involved in that because we need that prayerful guidance along with that analysis that we do. It still is all about prayer. It's about God blessing us and showing us the way in terms of that school. And if it's his will, you know, sometimes we mess up and we're fallible, right? But he never is. He's constantly faithful. And sometimes we think a school may not be there for that congregation. And then he shows us, yes, it is. And then the other times he clearly shows us, absolutely, this is a great location, great congregation. Let's plant the school. And it is just an incredible blessing for the community.
So you mentioned maybe you know, life cycles for schools. You know, we don't want schools to kind of be planted and be there for 5 years or 10 years, but 50, 75, even longer, right? Maybe till Christ returns. What about those congregations that have been around for 10, 15 years, 50 years even, and they think, maybe they're having a midlife crisis, right? Thinking, what does it look like now for us? We're kind of, you know, enrollment's declining, we're having trouble finding teachers or support within the church to kind of reinvigorate those relationships to is there some resources that school ministry provides for congregations in the midst of that to kind of, I don't know, rejuvenate things?
There is, and in fact, studies show us that schools, Christian schools, I'll talk broadly here, basically have four stages of their life cycle. Typically, stage three is that stagnant stage. Stage four is the declining and possibly need to close stage because of low enrollment, financial issues, whatever the case may be. And we do. We have the Lutheran School of Consulting Services that provides a consultant to the school, to the church, so that they can examine what exactly is happening in the school. Sometimes people think that that service is there to close the school down. It's not. It's there to help the school to grow once again, to know what their gifts are, what their talents are, and to focus on those, to determine what's going on in the community because there could be community change. So we survey the community at large. We survey the congregation. And what we look to do, again, is revitalize that school community and point them in the right direction. We have a great benefit today with our school revitalization, great consultants that will work with the schools and with the congregation, great studies and programs in place. Sometimes it's with a school that says, hey, we're an elementary school and we're thinking about expanding, expanding our facilities, expanding grades perhaps, whatever the case is. Again, that's a great time for Lutheran School Consulting Services to take part and help guide you in that expansion process. Things are going well, so we want to make sure, again, that we position you as a school for the success of the future. And sometimes if you're just thinking, oh, well, you know, it looks great. We have a lot of students. Enrollment's really good. Financially, we're strong. What we help you do, though, is see how about 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? What do the community demographics look like? What do the surveys that we do with community members, congregation members, current parents, what do they tell you? So you can truly plan and forecast for the future success.
So I have a direct question to this. There's a lot of other individuals. There's a lot of other groups or companies that will provide consulting services. But I think some of them are probably quite expensive. What is there a cost that congregations would incur to use Lutheran School Consulting Services?
We are very blessed in LCMS School Ministry to be able to provide Genesis study or an LSCS visit for $500.
$500?
Yeah.
That's ridiculously low.
It is. And it's set at $500 so that the congregation of the school feels we have some money invested. Obviously, it's not a great deal invested monetarily per se, given the expense of undergoing a study. And then school ministry has been incredibly blessed with gifts, with grant dollars that have been provided for Genesis and LSCS. So we pick up the funding for the consultant, and we pay the consultant for their time. We pick up their room and board when they're going to pay an on-site visit. They might have some Zoom sessions that are involved. All of that is funded through school ministry. And if you were to go to someone else, you know, it may be several thousands of dollars. Sometimes if a school is going to be started, they might say, well, let's wrap that into the loan so it doesn't really look like it, but you're paying for it in the end. So again, we are incredibly blessed to provide that service for a $500 fee.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There's an association of schools, an accreditation process, right? Mm-hmm. It's called NLSA. What does that stand for, and what does that mean mm-hmm. in the LCMS?
Yeah, so we are one of the largest accrediting bodies in the country. National Lutheran School Accreditation is recognized by the United States Department of Education. It means that schools who have NLSA can apply to an organization called SEVIS, where they can accept international students because we're recognized by the United States Department of Education. We're recognized by several state departments of education. We also have reciprocity with regional accreditors like Cognia, WASC, which is the Western Alliance of Schools and Colleges. So in other words, we are recognized as a top-tier accreditor. And it's a process that you go through as a school, and you talk about how long it takes, a year and a half, when you're going through the self-study, as we title it, and it looks at 8 specific areas in a school, everything from your purpose all the way through finances and curriculum and teaching, all the core areas, and we do a thorough examination, and we lift up what's going well and commend you for those things. And then we also challenge you to grow in certain areas, to constantly improve. That's the thing about an educator. That's something about all of our schools. We're lifelong learners. As a school community, as individual educators, as administrators, we're constantly seeking to grow in our faith and to grow in terms of our education so that we can provide educational ministries of excellence.
So you're talking about growing as an educator. And I imagine, you know, these fine institutions also need mm-hmm. fine leaders. Is there training available out there for educators who maybe want to learn a little bit more about how the administration side works within a Lutheran school?
Yeah, so we have the School Leadership Development Program that we refer to as the SLED program, specifically for developing current leaders and future leaders. So if you're a principal in your first couple of years, it's a great program to take part in. And if you are an aspiring principal and you think, as an educator, this might be something I want to do, is become an assistant principal, principal, athletic director, something in terms of leadership at your school, it's a great program to be a part of because you are being trained by current administrators, what we would refer to as master educators, master administrators. And it is a year-long process with 2 in-person meetings in St. Louis and then work that's done through a learning management system where they interact with one another, listen to podcasts, read articles. But inside of a cohort group, they'll be discussing and being led by one of our mentors who is, again, a master leader.
And for those of you who are listening today, some of the different topics that we've talked about are going to be expounded upon further with some guests that you're going to bring in, Alan, talking about NLSA a little bit more, talking about the SLED program, delving deeper into what that looks like and the benefit of that, as well as the Genesis and the consulting services that you provide. I have one final question for you before we end our time. What would you say to an individual who is considering becoming a Lutheran educator?
Mm-hmm. Listen to the call. That's what we all do, is we listen to the call when it comes to church work and be open to it. Speak to your professors if you're in college. If you're in middle school, and that's typically the age range, thanks to Set Apart to Serve, another program coming out of the LCMS looking to find church workers for the future. Talk to your pastor, talk to one of your teachers, talk to a DCE. There are so many church work professions, and we have a great need, right? We know that the field is plentiful out there, but we need the workers, and the workers are few. So think about it, be open to it, prayerfully consider it. And also, one of the things I always say too, I give great thanks to those that are currently in the church work vocations. We have incredible educators, incredible administrators. They are so dedicated, they're knowledgeable, they're faithful, and they do amazing work knowing that they do His work each and every day.
Amen. Thank you, Alan, for joining me today. And thanks for listening to God's Mission Here.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.